It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And we've been bringing you this podcast on the Law of Attraction since February 12th, 2009. And we continue to do so. Now, if you look at our total number of podcasts, it is not going up. And the reason is that we are deleting some of the older podcasts where the sound quality just doesn't meet expectation. We write down the information and we'll redo them sometime in the future. So just so you know, we're over 300 shows that we have done since 2009, but the number is not going up at this time. It will soon. Let's see, what else is going on? Well, you know, it seems lately we ran into a lot of people who, you know, they read a lot of books. They're listening to podcasts, they're listening to CDs and tapes and everything else. They're watching special programs on how to be successful, how to optimize their life in every area, mentally, physically, spiritually, and every other way. And, you know, these people are fired up. They're living their life fired up. They're giving more. They're doing more. They're challenging themselves. And they are making very, very good progress. Some of them are attracting some very, very big things in their life. I just had a gentleman the other day. I wish I had the letter in front of me, but I'll bring it maybe tomorrow. But he has just signed a deal worth over $1 million. And that's a lot of money, you know. So putting together a business deal for over $1 million means he's doing the work internally, externally, and every other way. But there's a lot of people that hit that number. Say you're hitting $1 million, and that's good. But your potential is $10 million. And that's not so good. You see, it's all in comparison. I believe a lot of people who are doing well, who are making $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 a year, are doing well. They're living well, but they could be living at $500,000 or $1 million if that was their goal or their dream. And it is for a number of people. The problem is that fear of success keeps people, good people, from reaching their full potential. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're listening to me as you're driving down the highway and you're thinking, well, he's not talking about me today. I'll flip this thing off. Oh, wait a minute. Before you do that, understand that fear of success is an unconscious fear. It's held deep within the subconscious mind. And most people that have fear of success, they don't even realize they have it. I mean, you know, they're doing well already. Next, fear of success is extraordinary in that it kind of masks itself. It's very different than other fears. You know, fear of a spider is very, you know, oh, there's a spider. Let me out of here. But fear of success, it's not that way. It's extraordinary in that way. It's different. It's hard to identify the fear of success. And it generally won't come up in conversations. And it generally won't come up in psychotherapy either. And that's why people spend years, you know, and they feel good. They love their therapist. It's called transference. Okay. You know, you fall in love with your therapist. Your therapist can do everything right and everybody else does everything wrong, you know, and, then you realize your therapist was just collecting a paycheck like everybody else. You know, that's harsh. You realize that they weren't seeing you because you were somebody special that they wanted to see. They were seeing you because they have to earn a living. And that's what they do for a job. Nothing wrong with that. I don't have a problem with that. That's good. But it's a slap in the face. It's cold water on people that have developed this, you know, my therapist can walk on water kind of complex. It's pretty sad. It's actually kind of pathetic. And people spend years in therapy and they go through every parent. They go through, you know, all the aunts and uncles. They go through every situation that the person has gone through in life. They talk about everything they are going through and they never get down to this concept that there is a fear of success. Wow. Do you fear success? Have you created a situation that was doing well, that was, you know, exploding with success and then all of a sudden fell apart? Have you done that with your relationships? Have you done that, you know, with your health and your exercise programs? Perhaps you have created a fear of success, or you have one. You haven't created it. Well, you have created it too. It's kind of a weird combination there. Most everyone I meet, including you, everyone I talk to, they do not believe that they have a fear of success. They think, you know, other people have a fear of success, but they don't. You see, here's why people have a fear of success. And here's some of the reasons that kind of go behind, that underscore this fear of success. Success implies visibility. You know, the higher up on the mountain you go, the more people can see you. When you're down on the bottom of the mountain, nobody can see you. You can hide and become anonymous. But when you're on the top of the mountain, everyone can see you. Everyone judges you. Everyone looks at you. You're visible. And there are some people that just have this problem with visibility because they lack inner power. They lack inner confidence. They don't want to be visible. And so success, oftentimes, more often than not, brings about a certain amount of visibility. It brings about visibility in the family. You know? And then there's the next thing. We're afraid to fail if we become successful. In other words, the more successful we become, the more we begin to fear failure. And, you know, it's one thing to fall off the top of the mountain when the mountain is only an inch tall. It's another thing to fall off the top of the mountain when it's miles high. And here's what happens. Listen to me now. This is important. Your parents, your family, your friends all have a belief system. They have an egregore, if you will. And they've achieved a certain level of success in life. But they all kind of think alike. So they're all about in the same success bracket. You know, there may be some differences, but not massive differences. And then all of a sudden, you step out of the mold. You cross the sacred circle. You know, you break out. And you do things your way, a different way, and you have massive success, and they're all looking at you. They don't want to tell you, but they're envious, and they're jealous, and they think that there's something wrong. You must be doing something illegal to be making that kind of money. And it's odd because your fear then is, I don't want to become more successful because if I fall, they're all going to be right. They're going to sit there with their finger pointed at me saying, I told you so. I told you you had to work 12 hours a day in order to make money. You can't get by 4 hours a day. It's just not possible. We all knew you were going to fail. I met a guy once who worked for a company called Success Motivation Institute. I forget his name. It's been many years ago. Down there in Texas, and went for a seminar and some training. And this guy was worth not hundreds of thousands, but millions of dollars. He'd made some good investments in real estate and in business and things like that. He'd done very well. And when he would go back home to Alabama, his family owned a farm. And they did okay, but they weren't wealthy. And they would constantly say to him, you better get back here and get some skills farming before it's too late. It's not going to last forever. You see how people think? And that's going on in the back of your head. That's the BS that's in the back of your head. Do you realize that? It's in your subconscious mind. And that is a fear of success. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. We'll be right back after this important message.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact. A handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches Robert Zenk and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
So we've learned that success awakens insecurities, that you can lose what you have. And the more you have, the more you acquire, the more you can lose. So some people say, why bother to do it anyway? And that's okay. I mean, if that's truly what your belief is, being a minimalist is fine. I have no problem with being a minimalist. I think I kind of moving in that direction myself. You don't need to have a lot of stuff in order to be happy. But if you're avoiding success in your relationships, if you're avoiding success in your business, if you're avoiding success in other areas of your life, just because there's a hidden fear, you need to tackle that, and you need to tackle it right away. The other thing is that as you become more successful, people can see your shortcomings. They're always pointing the finger at you. I'll take, for example, Barack Obama. You know, now whether you like him or not is besides the point. The issue is that had he just been a community organizer and been happy doing that for the rest of his life and worked out of a church somewhere in Chicago, there wouldn't have been a whole lot of finger pointing. There would not have been a whole lot of judging. People would have said, yeah, he's a nice guy. He smiles all the time. Seems to have a positive attitude. That would be about it. But, you know, you start rising up the ladder and you become more visible. So what happens is then we develop this You know, we have this fear of success on one hand, and we have a desire for success on the other. Are you following me? This is kind of interesting. We have this desire for success on one side and a fear of success on the other, and they start fighting against each other, pushing against each other. And that creates the impression to people that you are untrustworthy because you're not solid. Because you're not, this is what we're doing, this is where I'm going, this is what I stand for, this is what I believe in. You're not coming across as solid. You're coming across as wishy-washy. That makes you look untrustworthy. And that pulls people away from you. Fear of success is locked up in your habits, your daily habits. What are you doing every day? It's locked up in your beliefs. Can you achieve more? Can you have more? Can you be more? Can you attract more? It's locked up in the thoughts that you think. It's locked up in your spiritual connection. And it's locked up in your emotions. So your emotions, your beliefs, your habits, your spiritual connection, they all kind of come together to help you either empower the fear of success or destroy it, one or the other. You can use those to empower it or to destroy it. If you lie on the couch until 11 or 12 in the afternoon, watching cartoons in the morning and doing nothing before you get up at noon and maybe have some leftover pizza and a little bit of beer and go to work, you know, you're going to give in to the fear of success. You're right there. You're right where you need to be, right in the fear of success. But if you're one of those people that get up, you exercise, you have a program for the day, you plan out your day, you set daily goals, you have a vision of where you're going, then you're right where you need to be. You're defeating your fear of success through your habits, your beliefs, and your emotions, your thoughts, and your spiritual connection. Overcoming your fear of success must be a holistic mind-body experience. It cannot be one or the other. It's not just in the body. It's not just in the mind. It's a mind-body experience. Finally, overcoming fear of success requires that you have daily involvement in creative visualization, in visualizing the kind of outcomes that you want in your life, the kind of success and happiness and joy that you truly want to experience. So I hope that helps you. And you don't need any fear. Come on. It's holding you back. Now, if you think you don't have it, but you keep banging your head up against a wall, chances are you do. You better call us or come visit us at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I promise you, we'll get rid of that fear of success. Have a great day. Pay it forward. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.